Canton's severe weather station. Stick with us.
Now, the 1480 WHBC AccuWeather Forecast.
All right, it is 20 minutes now after 6 on your Tuesday morning, and let's just say we've been talking about the winter weather that's headed our way, an advisory in effect for a portion of our area, 3 a.m. tomorrow till 3 tomorrow afternoon, but we wanted to kind of get a better idea of what we can expect here in the Canton, Stark County area, and we have on our WHBC Newsline this morning from AccuWeather, Brandon Buckingham. Good morning, Brandon.
Hello, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. We're just kind of sitting here going, okay, what are we going to get and what's going to happen? How can you help us?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, if you're planning out your day today, I mean, of course, a quiet day. We're remaining dry, but we are, of course, watching this winter storm progressing towards the region here. This is late tonight into the day tomorrow. And now our kind of window here for the most impactful weather is looking to be, again, those pre-dawn hours tomorrow, the 3 to 5 a.m. window here. And when this snow does move in, it can come in pretty hot and heavy here. It can, you know, come down, pretty heavy rates, an inch, possibly more an hour for a good couple hours. It's that tough window right before you get to that morning commute where you could pile up 2 to perhaps 4 inches of that wet, slushy snow to make for a really rough go of things tomorrow morning.
And then once that moves through, what will we see moving forward a little bit into the day?
Sure. So then it does look like after that kind of initial burst of snow early on in the morning, we do expect these temperatures to slowly climb above freezing. So we may see a brief transition to kind of sleet and then rain as we progress into late morning and then into the afternoon. So we will climb, honestly, almost up into the lower 40s by the afternoon with kind of scattered showers moving on through. And then as we work our way into Wednesday evening and Wednesday night on the backside of this storm system, we may see another brief transition from rain back to snow as temperatures fall back below freezing. And then kind of likely coming to an end, at least from this system, late tomorrow night into Thursday morning. There can still be a few scattered snow showers about during the day on Thursday as that cold air kind of filters back in. But the bulk of that snow that we do expect is from late tonight through the morning hours on Wednesday.
All right. That was perfect because that just gives us almost like an hour by hour. Is there any chance it'll shift or change or anything like that? Are we still kind of waiting for that?
We are hoping we can set this in stone about 24 hours out from now. But of course, Mother Nature always, you know, can throw curveballs here and there. I guess, still kind of waiting to, you know, completely iron out the transition times. But the main impacts we're trying to drive across here is the morning commute tomorrow can feature those, you know, very heavy snowfall rates, the difficult travel, and just you want to be prepared, allow for extra time if you have to head out tomorrow morning.
All right. Very good. Brandon, we appreciate you coming on with us so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.